Thanks for joining us for another Family Life Today program brought to you Monday to Friday by Power to Change. I'm sure you'll hear something today that could give you a fresh perspective on your marriage or family situation. Be encouraged as we join Dave and Ann Wilson.
Last week, I got to spend some time with our 2-year-old granddaughter and 4-year-old grandson, and they had gotten into their mom's box of tampons. And
I didn't even know this.
Yeah, I didn't tell you. But anyway, they had like 4 that were unwrapped, and the 2-year-old granddaughter lifted it up in the air, and she said, "I get to use these someday, but you don't." And she said that to her brother.
She really did.
Yeah, and I was like, "Oh, girl. Oh, girl, I hope you have that kind of enthusiasm about 12 years from now.
Poor
or
baby.
10 years from
yeah.
now. Exactly."
Well, I'm just sitting over here thinking, our listeners are like, where in the world are we going today? We have 2 women in the studio laughing about this, and a guy over here going, yep, we're going there. We're going to talk about that time of the month.
Yeah, because we have Sherry Lynn back with us in the studio
Thank
today.
You.
Sherry.
I honor you guys for even wanting to discuss this.
Right?
I really do.
I know.
I think people shy away from it because men don't know what it is, and so how do you even talk about it? Women know what it is, but you don't want to be perceived as making an excuse for poor behavior. And so we all don't talk about it. And it's the majority, as women, it's the majority of our lives.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I just don't think that is something God would require of me. Don't talk about that. And it goes back to something you said last time we were talking, and it's the shame.
Yeah.
The enemy likes darkness for shame. Mm. He likes to whisper that it's just you. Whisper that you're the only one going through it, or you overreact more than anybody else. And so what we do is we shine the light of God on it. We're not giving excuses. Because I had someone say that to me. Well, I don't like talking about it because it makes it feel like we're giving excuses for being emotional. I'm not. Mm. I'm saying this is a thing.
It's a reality.
It's real.
Yeah.
Right. And then whatever I allow the Holy Spirit to do, how I yield and let this mind be in me that was also in Christ Jesus, I have to still do all of those things. I also have to acknowledge that the way God made me, that it's going to be a little more difficult in sometimes. Sometime a month is going to be a little more difficult.
We need to rely on the Holy Spirit even more.
That's
sometimes.
Right. That is absolutely right.
Which is why women are so spiritual.
That I think so. I think that's what it is.
That's what the show's really about. That's why we're here.
We're so mature.
This is why we're so mature.
Well, I don't know if you're that spiritual, because Sherry, the title of your book, we mentioned this yesterday, but the book about PMS is titled, "I Want to Punch You in the Face, comma, but I Love Jesus."
So, yeah.
Best title ever.
I will be honest. I didn't really think that through. I didn't think what that was going to feel like every time I did an interview or every time I got on stage and had to say it. Like, I thought, you might have want to thought that through a little better, but here we
are.
But
Sherry, when you talk to groups of women, like at a conference,
yes.
What happens to your books?
Sell out.
Right.
Always sell out.
Why? Because?
Because no one's talking about it.
Yeah.
And because it's fun and it's funny. And I put a big picture one time up on the on the screen. It's in the book of a hot dog that I ate during this time of the month where you become a little more ravenous. So I thought, well, let's talk about that because you want to eat everything in the world. I asked women, what's the fattest thing you ate? And it's listed there. I have a whole list of things. I couldn't put them all in there. Some of them were so wonderful. And I started with my own, which was this hot dog that was fried and then dipped in cheese twice and then fried again so that the cheese calcified all over the hot dog and with bacon and also fries and a milkshake. And I did not feel bad about any of it. And then we went out for donut ice cream afterwards where they had this donut and they would put ice cream on top of it. And so that was my biggest thing. And then I asked women and they just said it. And it takes the shame away.
There it is.
Fear and shame are two of the biggest weapons of the enemy.
Yeah.
Right? That you're afraid that you're different than everybody. So you're ashamed. But man, the light of Christ will blast that out. And so that's why I believe in being really, really honest, being really, really frank. That's why I love you guys because you're like that too. You know, just this is the thing. This is what it is. People are set free with the truth.
Exactly.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, men we don't get it.
Right.
Even as I hear you talk, I'm still like, I'm not sure I understand.
Yeah.
So we thought today could be the five things husbands,
okay,
and this could be men, but husbands should not do or say during that time of the month.
Men, this is our gift to you. Like, you might have wanted to check out, but you need to check in.
Right, right.
So, Sherry, you got one?
I do. My first one is, do not, under any circumstances, use the R word. Now, the R word is relax. I know that makes perfect sense to you. I know that you're looking and you're like, that's the answer. She needs to relax. Hey, brother in Christ, I'm not telling you you're wrong. I'm just telling you, if you'd like to live to see your kids tomorrow, don't do it. Relax. The female interpretation of relax is attack. When we hear that, just think of an interpreter. When I hear that, it's attack.
That doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. So don't say it. That's my first thing. I know it's the thing you want to say.
Dads of your teenage girls. Oof. Oh, it is. You light that fuse and it's like the pit bull could come out.
Because she has so much less experience. Yes. She doesn't know. That's why I wrote the book. Give it to her.
You know what? When you said that word is attacked us, I'm like, you're right.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
That's what she did.
I don't know why I kept saying it. Every time she'd be like running across the kitchen like, you told me to relax. I'll show you what relax is like. And I'm like,
wait,
that's
a
what I mean right there. You know, and it just, I mean, how stupid could I be? I kept saying it every day.
For men, some of you men are like, okay, I never knew this.
Yeah, let's not say it. So that is a big one that, and again, the diagnosis may be correct.
That's good.
She does need to relax. Just know you saying it is not going to make that happen.
I just want to hear you do a man's voice again.
Yeah, I know.
Funny, every time.
Brant always says to me, why do we all have to talk like that?
And we didn't say it at the beginning, but you and Brant Hansen are on the radio every day. You have a podcast.
Yes.
Brant and Sherry Oddcast.
Yes, and we have been doing that show for like 11 years.
It's been 11 years.
Yeah, it's been 11 years.
And if you haven't heard it, let me tell you, it's
so
fabulous.
Well,
you'll laugh like you are right now.
I appreciate
that. It's also deep.
Yeah.
You dig into stuff.
And spiritual.
Yeah. Well, may I say this, actually? One time he said to me, you're always so kind, because I asked him about this book. Do I bring this here? You can tell me, like, you know, hey, there are certain times of the month where I can't even ask you a question without you losing it. And he said to me, which was one of the greatest compliments I've ever had, he said, you are always kind to me, always kind to me. And he said, but there are times that I can tell you're digging a little deeper to be kind.
Ooh, that's
and
a compliment.
That was such a wonderful compliment that you see the effort. Because, guys, I am telling you, it is effort. Every hormone in your body is raging in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Guys, think of what chemically rushes in you and causes you to want to go in another direction. Think about that. I'll leave it to you. That's what we're dealing with for 5, sometimes 7, sometimes 10, whatever days that I am literally fighting against my body. My body is my enemy, right? And I'm fighting against it, not wanting to hurt the person and I see in front of me that I love.
That you love.
I love with all my heart and I can't stand you. And I don't know why. It's irrational, but it's true. I don't want you breathing too loud.
Oh, I have
but,
to share
but, I mean, you're in the fight.
Well, and not only that, but as women become menopausal, I remember I was in my early 40s speaking at a marriage conference, and this older woman came up. She was probably in her mid-50s.
Okay.
And she said, girl, you have got to talk about hormonal fluctuation and just your hormones being out of whack.
Yeah.
I said, really? You think I should? She goes, well, let me tell you what happened at the mall last week. Something is wrong with me because I'm at the mall with my family, my teenage kids. We're all walking around. She goes, and they keep saying, Mom, go in this store. Mom, go in this store. Mom, go in this store. And there is a point where they were bugging me so bad that I'm in the middle of the mall. And you know how they have those cute little display tables for Christmas?
Yes.
She said, I scream at the top of my voice, I don't want to go there. And she said, she cursed.
Uh-huh.
And then she takes the table and she flips it.
She did a Jesus in the temple?
There it is.
Okay.
She flipped the tables in the mall.
Oh, man.
And she said, her husband came up to her quietly and he just said, honey, we need to get you some help. We need to get you to the doctor. And she said, my doctor just did some blood tests.
Yeah, yeah.
See how my hormones were. Mm-hmm. And he said, I don't even know how you've been functioning.
Yeah.
And so this stuff is real. It physically affects us.
It is. I remember going to the doctor and her starting to tell me things that, oh, yes, that is exactly what I'm doing. That's exactly what I'm feeling. Then you are able to regulate it. And it's like, oh, okay, this is happening to my body. And I know if men don't understand that because it's not happening to them, if you could just understand, this is not psychological.
Yeah.
This is physiological. This is happening to my body. And you love that woman in front of you, right? Mm. If something was raging to come and get her, you'd put your body in front of her to stop it, right? That's what's happening. So if you could have compassion, you may not be able to have empathy, but if you could have compassion in that way, just like this, I mean, you've literally made a fool of all of us in the mall. And I come up to you and I say, hey, we probably need to get you some help, right? Yeah. So if you could just feel that instead of the relax is really more about you than it is her, isn't it? Right? That's like, I want this to end.
Yes.
Right? Instead of what is best for her at this moment.
That's good.
Because it is a woman that you love, right? And she doesn't want to be going through it any more than you want to be on the other side of it.
All right, number
so
two.
Friday 5, we just got one.
Okay.
And we've only got, okay.
Okay.
We got to fly.
Okay.
What's two?
You go.
No, I'm talking to two women.
You're not going to have any?
Well, I had one.
Okay.
The only one I thought of is, guys, don't, during this time of the month, say to your wife, let's have sex. I mean, I'm not, well, here's what
I'm
we
single,
do.
I'm single, so I'm going to sit this one out and listen to you.
I mean, we don't say, because we know that, but there can be a temptation to say, it's all about me, so I understand but can you just take care of me?
Mm.
That is so selfish. Mm. That is so, I don't really care what you're going through. Put it aside. Can't be that big a deal. Mm. Just, it's just like, this is 1 week or 3 days or 5 days or maybe it's 10 days.
Yeah.
You just love your wife.
Mm. How can I serve you?
How can I be your partner in this? How can I, again, it's like, don't say relax. The opposite of relax would be, tell me more.
Mm.
What does this feel like? How can I be a partner rather than trying to make you do what I want, even though it's not the right time of the month for you?
I like it.
Yeah,
okay.
Look at that. See how quick a guy can explain something?
Yeah.
And then it's over.
Right.
Okay, let's go back to you guys.
Well, mine is similar to all these are things not to say of anything about why do you have to be so emotional?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a part of like that.
This is personal.
Okay, good.
She's coming after me right now.
I am enjoying the dynamic between the two of you. I wish I had some popcorn.
And I tend to not be generally very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that it's bad to be emotional, but I'm pretty steady.
Mm-hmm.
But when he comes
steady, she cries maybe once a year.
Okay.
Like when she cries, I'm dead. It's bad.
I actually I'm like that too.
Are you really?
Like if someone says, if I'm crying, something's like everybody clear the rims.
Yeah, but you say that, but our listeners are thinking she cries all the time.
I know.
In our interviews.
I mean, in our marriage, if you're crying about something,
I used to cry way more. I've hurt you deeply.
Yeah. So in terms of being very emotional, high and low, you're not. You're pretty steady.
Oh, so just to say, why do you have to be so emotional? What's that saying to me is stop having any emotion because this is making me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I hate that. And so during that time of month, I might be more emotional.
Yeah.
And so instead of saying, why do you have to be so hurt, to say that to your daughter, your teenage daughter,
oh my goodness,
that's like death to her.
Yeah.
And that's a shaming word.
It is. And she doesn't know what's happening to her yet. She's young, so she doesn't know. So to do that is to not just invalidate her feelings because she's young and she's growing and she doesn't get it yet. You're almost invalidating her.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
That's like, what she feels.
Yes. It's a put down that she's going to have to try to rage against. Man, do all you can to support her during that time until she understands her body, until she starts to understand her emotions.
Mm.
Some of us, it took us to our 30s. We're on the other side, almost out of it. We're like, oh, okay, now I get it, right? So at that age, you have no idea what's happening to you, right?
And even when they're crying, when girls are crying and wives are crying, like, just be with her. Mm. Don't judge it or be like, oh, it's that time of month again. That sets us on fire,
yeah,
man. Or it makes us run away in shame.
Right.
And like, here I am failing again.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I hope guys are taking notes. This is good. So we got three.
Okay. Three. I have one more. All mine are funny. You guys were really serious. you're having another one? Now, that's food. It doesn't matter what it is. Another wing, another piece of pizza, another piece of chocolate. I don't care what it is.
This isn't just that time of month. This
yeah,
is
don't, any, yeah, please don't ask me. You're having another one? Just let me be, please. And then this is in conjunction with that. A lot of us have go-to outfits. During this time,
these are things I never thought we'd talk about.
But it's true, right?
Yes, it's true.
You have a go-to outfit that is stretchy.
This is a thing?
It's not going to make me feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
I look a little slimmer in it. It's not buttoned. It's not whatever it is, okay? Now, let me tell you something, guys. I will rock that outfit every doggone day. I don't care. I will put a washer dry. I'm wearing it again. Do not say... That again? Didn't you have that on yesterday? If she has the same outfit on for 2 days.
Say, so you look good, girl.
Get
that
a clue.
Outfit.
I love that outfit on you.
Yes!
Bruh, that's going to help you
girl,
out.
Girl, you're looking good.
Please hit. I love when you wear that.
Will you wear it again tomorrow?
There you go. Fifth day, let's go for six.
Actually, that's true. When I come home from work, I might put that on 20 days in a row.
Yeah, that's it. That again, don't do that. This we have a go-to outfit that doesn't make us feel bloated.
Just one?
Doesn't make us feel... You may have one, two, or three, but you're gonna rotate.
Yeah.
But there are pants that are dedicated for this time.
And they're not tight.
They are not tight, mm-hmm. But they're like, especially when they made the leggings and everything. I know we had, a bunch of discussion about how is that modest and whatever. Hey, look, let me tell you something. That makes you feel good about you.
That's right.
It's now is it lying? You're not really that skinny when you look at me.
You're feeling good till you see that picture. Yeah. Somebody's like, oh,
those are skinny pants on a non-skinny girl. I understand that for myself. However, they make me feel good. I'm gonna wear them. So that I can feel good about myself. And I would tell a guy not just to support that. Like, don't question it, but support it. Say, wow, that I love when you wear that. You're going to go far with that,
sir. That is good advice.
You're going to go
far
with that.
So good. All right, what's your last one?
That was my last one. Those were my two.
Yeah, I got one more.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Can yours be funny like hers?
That's so much pressure, Dave.
Well, I guess I don't have one more. Mine was more serious again.
No, go ahead. I like the serious.
We need the serious.
I thought, at least I do this. I don't know if all guys do, but when you start even talking about this subject, there's a part of me, and I would say to husbands, don't do this. Don't say, I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost
wait,
like...
I have to say, like, as soon as we started reading the book, Sherry Day's like, I'm out. I'm out. I'm not doing this.
This is not going to work.
Well,
not
I remember, even as a young dad, again, I had three sons, being with my buddies, like Rob and Michelle, and they had daughters, and they'd start talking about this dinner table, like, this is a normal thing of their lives, which it is. And I'd be like, I'm going out and shooting baskets. I mean, seriously, it just felt, oh, I didn't grow up with it. My mom never talked about it. Mm. So it was like, it was over there and I didn't have to deal with it. And the reason I bring this up is husbands don't do that because this is the world
with
that your women live
too.
In.
Yeah.
And teach your sons this. But the other reason I thought this is sort of serious is the church won't talk about it either.
No.
Like the fact that you wrote this book and like a publisher won't touch it.
Yeah.
It's because it's in Christian world.
Right.
And churches are going to be like, that's important to talk about. But it's like, this is something that should be talked
about. It's how God made us.
And it's our lives.
Yeah. Yes.
It's our lives. And so if you love that woman, it's a part of her life.
Yeah.
And so Brant, again, said something so wonderful. He was talking about this issue with his wife and he said to himself, no, this is what you wanted. You ask God for a wife. You ask God for a human woman. That's what she is. This is what she goes through. And so you care about that because you care about her. And you can't take a piece of her, a big, huge piece of her, and say, I don't want to talk about that, when it's the majority of her life. And it's going to disrupt her life every single month for every single year that you all are together. Mm-hmm. Do you know how much you're dismissing of her?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's just, you know, if you love her, this is a part of that, and learn about it as much as you can.
I mean, I was thinking, you know, because again, I shy away from that. If a husband said to his wife or a dad said to his daughter at the right age, mm-hmm. hey, tell me how this makes you feel, this whole thing of your life, would that make the wife goodness. Feel honored?
And the daughter.
Loved? Yeah.
The wife, yes, but your daughter is going to just melt because that means dad, I mean, because she's hearing other guys make fun of it.
Yeah.
She's hearing other guys shame her for it. If her father comes and says, tell me what this feels like, how can dad make this better? What can dad do for you so that it's not that difficult? You have opened something there, not just physically, you've opened something spiritually.
Yeah.
Because the Bible said, one of the funniest lines in the Bible to me is when Jesus says, and if you being evil, that's so funny to me because he's looking at people, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more does your heavenly father? You open something up that if my earthly father is willing to sit down and talk to me about something that doesn't actually affect him, but affects me to a point and I don't understand why, then how much more does my heavenly father care? You're opening up a really, really good channel there for her and her heavenly father.
And because if it's never talked about, which was my family, I felt shame.
Yeah.
Like I need to keep it a secret. I wish it would have been openly talked about, and then had my dad said that to me, I would have probably cried.
Oh my gosh, you'll collapse into tears. And you can acknowledge, I know this is weird, right?
Yes.
I know that dad doesn't get it, and dad wants to understand this part. This is a big part of you, honey, and it's going to be. Mm-hmm. So now explain to me. Take her off for ice cream. Take her off for something. Now explain to me what you're going through. And I want you to know every month when you are going through this, if there is a part that is just wrecking you, the door is open. You can come to me and talk to me about it. I won't understand it physically, but because I love you, I'm going to listen to you. I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to shame you. I'm going to affirm you. You'll be raising a queen there.
Even to sit in the miracle of you have the potential to give life.
Yeah.
Like that's a miracle.
Yeah.
Something that a man will never experience. Yeah. You have that potential in your body. That's something to celebrate.
We want to thank Dave and Ann Wilson and their team for another edition of Family Life Today. Although our programs are produced in America, the issues facing families like forgiveness, communication, and taking care of our kids transcend national borders. These issues profoundly affect relationships everywhere. In Australia, Family Life is known as Power to Change, and our mission is to effectively develop godly families. The kind of families that change the world one home at a time. A key part of our mission includes strengthening marriages and families all around the world. We want to do whatever we can to bring timeless truths to the challenges you face as you seek to strengthen your family and join us in changing the world. Do you want to impact couples in your neighbourhood? Consider joining with us at Power to Change to lead a Home Builders Couples Marriage Workshop that focuses on practically applying the truth of Scripture to our lives. Email radio@powertochange.org.au or check out our website, families.powertochange.org.au, under the Helping Couples tab for more information and to get started today. Have a great weekend and please join us on Monday at the same time for another edition of Family Life Today. Thank you.